If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It is early in the NBA season, and I know this sounds shocking. We've actually had some basketball that's been played, and things not just taking place in courtrooms and courthouses. The Golden State Warriors, it is early. They started the season 2-0, beat the Lakers a couple nights ago, and then went ahead and beat the Denver Nuggets last night, took overtime. Steph Curry dropping 42 points. Jimmy Butler in the opener is almost perfect from the free throw line, almost perfect, period. And this is an older team. And you got Kuminga, who's still here with something to prove. And so to talk about what this squad can do and the potential of it, joining us right now is someone who covers the team full-time for the San Francisco Chronicle. Welcome to the show, Sam Gordon. Sam, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Very much appreciate you having me. How you doing?
I'm doing damn good. Thank you for the time. I mean, I know it's two games, and so I don't want to just harp on the two games and go overboard. But there does appear to be some good potential here for the Golden State Warriors. I mean, of course we know about the age, but what has stood out to you just in the first two games?
Yeah, I think just how much the roster makes sense in terms of fit and in terms of continuity, right? And the Warriors, you know, they make the trade for Jimmy Butler last season. They finished the regular season 23-8 after he debuts. And then, of course, Stephen Curry gets hurt in the conference semifinals, right? So they made their big move last year, but tweaking this roster, adding Al Horford, who has been a seamless fit on both sides of the ball, right, gives them an element, a stretch center that's a two-way stretch center that's also a bona fide defensive presence, as we've seen so far the last couple games, especially last night against Nikola Jokic. He gives them an element that they don't have, right? Will Richard, the late second-round pick, the 56th overall pick, getting second-half minutes for the Warriors in both those games, a seamless fit, guarding the point of attack, moving the ball offensively, knowing when to shoot, pass, cut, maintaining the rhythm of their offense, and competing at 6'4", 6'5", with a 6'10 wingspan on defense. And then you see the way that Jonathan Kuminga has started the season, right? And you know, the element that he brings to the Warriors, the explosiveness at 6'7", 6'8", the two-way upside that he has guarding the point of attack, attacking the glass, and then kind of funneling his force offensively, right, into the rhythm of the read and react offense, into the rhythm of the ball movement that the Warriors have long employed and sought to employ. So all those things have stood out. It's a roster that's certainly more versatile than last year's roster. There's more flexibility with Horford, with the size that they're able to have out there on both sides of the floor. And then with Kuminga's play, with how seamless of a fit he's been after the kind of a standoff with his contract situation, he's been spectacular. And again, gives the Warriors a dynamic with his athleticism that they don't have, and quite frankly, that they need in the Western Conference against the top teams in the West, the Oklahoma Cities, the Houstons, the Minnesotas, teams with a lot of length on the wing. So, it's been two games, but an absolute, perfect start on both ends of the court for the Warriors, all things considered. Getting a look at teams of two different styles, right? The Lakers, Luka Doncic, heavy, and then the Nuggets playing around Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. So another test, quick turnaround tonight, right, against a Portland squad that, first game with Thiago Splinter as the interim coach, and a team with a lot of length and athleticism. They haven't seen a team with that kind of style of play yet, so curious to see how they match up. But it's a complete roster on both sides that fits the brand of basketball the Warriors want to play, which is versatile defensively and with a lot of ball and player movement offensively.
It's Sam Gorton is here with us from the San Francisco Chronicle. To go back about Jonathan Kuminga, we've seen him knock down some threes. He's also done a better job passing. He's probably the most athletic guy on the team, and he's still only 23 years old. So we've seen this good start from him, but what can we expect from him with the future? What is his contract situation? We heard about him not getting a deal and requesting a trade. Is it still more than likely at some point, whether it's midseason, after the season, that he's gone? Or do you think strongly that he's going to stay with the team throughout the duration of the year?
Yeah, I mean, I think a trade is certainly possible, as the season plays on. He's eligible to be traded January 15th. It's a two-year deal with a team option. So built into that deal is the inherent flexibility for both sides, where Jonathan Kuminga can be an unrestricted free agent as soon as next summer. And if there is a trade and that team option gets picked up, he's a free agent, in 2027, going into his age 25 season. So there's certainly a lot of flexibility there in that number, right? I think $23 million this year. It's a two-year $46.5 million deal. Can make up to, I think, a little more than $48.5 million with the trade kicker. So, yeah, that option, that flexibility is available for the Warriors. But I think big picture, I think, if they have it their way in an optimum situation, Jonathan Kuminga continues to play how he has the first couple games, and this thing continues to click, and they don't have to make a trade. He's still homegrown, number 7 overall pick. The Warriors, there is, I think, value in retaining, homegrown players. They signed Moses Moody to a 3-year contract extension last year as well. Jonathan Kuminga's draft classmate, and kind of as you touched on, right, he's their most athletic player. If you do make a deal for Jonathan Kuminga, it needs to be for somebody that, sort of a Giannis Antetokounmpo type, right? It needs to be somebody, I think, that offers that kind of athleticism and upside and size on the wing. And two-way wings just aren't available like that. Those are, at a premium. So Jonathan Kuminga, right, these first couple games has shown everything that the Warriors have wanted to see from him the past 4 years. The rhythmic decisions on the offensive side of the floor, the attacking the glass defensively, the versatility defensively, guarding the ball, all those things. If he continues to do those things and play this way on both sides of the floor, I don't think the Warriors are going to be in any rush to trade him. Let's just say that. But there is that flexibility on both ends, and as the season rolls on, that opportunity will arise. But big picture, if the Warriors have it their way, Jonathan Kuminga continues to play like this. He continues to unlock some of their upside, and they keep him through the trade deadline. He's a big part of this team moving forward.
Well, Sam, we know Kuminga is 23. Jimmy Butler just turned 30.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Six. When the season concludes, Steph Curry is going to be 38. Draymond is going to be 36 years old. Al Horford is 39 in June next year when the season is really done. Maybe the Warriors are still playing at that point. Al Horford will be 40. How do they plan to utilize some of these minutes so these guys last? Who are some of the dudes that they hope kind of step up to fill in some of these gaps so the old dudes aren't just ran ragged all year long?
Well, that's the name of the game this season. I mean, the whole thing, the championship aspirations that the Warriors have, and you see that, you know, again, very early in the season, but the Denver Nuggets have the second shortest odds to win the NBA title behind the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they came to play last night. That was a high-level game, and the Warriors got it done coming back from down 14. So, you know, their championship aspirations are 110% legitimate. Whether they achieve that or not, we're going to find out over the next, that's what we, you know, what we're going to find out over the next 8 months. But it's all comes down to health. They have to have their nucleus healthy and intact in April going into the playoffs. I think what we saw last year, right, talking about that 23-8 finish, those were all high leverage games for the Warriors. And then you go seven games with an upstart Houston Rockets team with a lot of length, a lot of physicality, a lot of athleticism, and the Warriors ended up paying the price. It caught up to Steph Curry in the conference semifinals. So I say all that to say health is absolutely paramount. I don't think the expectation internally is getting 70-plus games for any of those guys. They're veterans. The reality is they're at this stage of their careers. While their abilities remain intact at a high level, the likelihood or the probability of injury is just higher. So Al Horford's not playing tonight. We already know that. He's not going to be playing in any back-to-backs this year. That's part of the reason Steve Kerr was able to kind of boost his minutes last night. They want to keep him between 20 to 24 minutes a game throughout the course of the season. If Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler are banged up a little bit, I think you're going to see the Warriors err on the side of caution. And then, you know, to your question about who's poised to step up in those situations, Kuminga is poised. I mean, there's upside there offensively in a featured role. Now, we've seen him, the first couple games play a complementary role on offense as the Warriors are running things through Steph Curry on the perimeter, Jimmy Butler on the interior. But in games that they're not playing, I mean, we saw Kuminga go for 24 a game, four straight games, against the Minnesota Timberwolves in the postseason last year, operating with the ball in his hands, attacking as the primary creator. There's upside for him as a featured scorer. I think we saw Brandon Podziemski in the preseason have a 20-plus point game. Not that we want to take away any big conclusions per se, but showed that in a scaled-up workload with Stephen Curry out, with Al Horford out, with veterans out, that he has some three-level scoring touch where he can, you know, increase his volume a little bit and be a productive scorer for the Warriors. You still have Buddy Hield, who you can run offense through as a shooter in the second unit when guys are healthy, or in the first unit. And then, you know, more than anything, I think you're also banking on just the system that the Warriors have in place, ball movement, depth, playing a deep rotation to keep guys fresh game in and game out. So, yeah, I think that the youth has to be huge for the Warriors, and that's, you know, Kuminga's 23, Podziemski's 22, a guy like Moses Moody expected to debut tonight, 23. So those guys are going to be in scaled up roles when the veterans are out, for sure.
Final question for you here, Sam. Do you think that this team can win a championship?
Oh, that's a great question. Yes. Can they? Yeah. That being said, I think there's a wide scale spectrum of outcomes per se, because so much of it hinges on health. They did match up well with the Oklahoma City Thunder last season, and they were up by double figures against the Minnesota Timberwolves in the conference semifinals in that game that Stephen Curry got hurt. It's a better roster this year. Again, doesn't guarantee anything. Doesn't mean that they're the favorite, right? They're obviously not. The Thunder are for good reason. But in a seven-game series with the pedigree that the Warriors have, with Steph Curry coming off of a 42-point game, very clearly still very close to the peak of his powers, if he's, you know, not at the apex anymore necessarily, but that's somebody I don't think opposing teams are eager to see, a team led by Steph Curry four times in a seven-game series. So I don't think it's necessarily likely that the Warriors are going to win the championship, but based on what we've seen, they have every reason to feel like they can compete for one. And if they're healthy going into the playoffs, I think they're going to be a tough out for anybody, no question about it. We'll see how they match up against some of the more athletic teams. That's what we still have to see at their age. But with their, you know, with the depth that they have and the pedigree that they have, I think they're a tough night for anybody in the West and the East as well.
Well, Sam, we certainly appreciate the time and your expertise in covering this team for the San Francisco Chronicle. Now, tell everybody where they can follow you and all your coverage.
Yep, very much appreciate you having me. I'm on X or Twitter at @BySamGordon, BYSAMGORDON, and then all our work is on SFChronicle.com. So, yep, excited for the game tonight and excited that the NBA basketball is back. Very much appreciate you having me and looking forward to connecting in the future.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.